Fourthly and lastly, awareness of reality. Awareness of reality means not thinking about reality, not even thinking about being aware of reality. It means, we may say, this awareness of reality, a sort of direct, a non-discursive contemplation. This is perhaps the nearest we can get to it. And it has, of course, very many forms. I'm only going to mention briefly one or two of these. One of the best known, one of the most important, one of the most universal, is what we call recollection of or awareness of the Buddha, the enlightened one. That is to say, awareness of the person of the Buddha, that is to say, of reality as embodied in the form of the enlightened human being, the enlightened teacher. When one practices this as a regular exercise, usually one starts off recollecting or being aware inwardly of the external appearance of the Buddha, what he actually might have looked like as he trod the roads of India 2,500 years ago. One sees or tries to see the tall, serene figure in the yellow robe as he paced about from one end of northern India to the other, preaching and teaching people. And then one tries to be aware or tries to see inwardly still the Buddha in various historical situations, various important moments in his career, especially when he sat beneath the Bodhi tree, repulsed the armies of Mara within his own mind, and gained enlightenment. Various other episodes also, as one can well imagine. And then one starts recollecting or being aware of the attributes, the qualities, the spiritual qualities of the Buddha, the boundless wisdom, the infinite compassion, the great peace, the immaculate purity, and so on. And from the awareness, the contemplation, as it were, the recollection of these attributes, the wisdom, the compassion, the peace, one tries to pierce back, one tries to become aware of their common, their innermost essence. That is to say, the Buddhahood of Buddhahood, the enlightenment of enlightenment. And one tries to become aware of that, aware of reality itself, expressing itself through, shining through, as it were, the person and the figure of the Buddha, the enlightened one. Then also one can practice, along the same lines, the awareness of shunyata, awareness of the voidness, awareness of reality, as it were, preempted of all conceptual content, above and beyond the reach and the range of imagination and thought and aspiration and even desire. But this sort of awareness of reality in its nakedness, awareness of shunyata, this is possible, this can be practiced only after some previous experience in meditation. Now, awareness of reality is the most difficult of all the levels of awareness to maintain. More difficult than awareness of things, more difficult than awareness of oneself, more difficult than awareness of other people, other persons, and so there are various aids to sustain one's constant recollection or awareness of reality, of the ultimate, of the transcendent. And one of these ways, one of these means, is the constant repetition of a mantra, a sacred word or syllable connected usually with some particular Buddha or Bodhisattva, and the repetition of this syllable over and over again after, of course, one has been properly initiated, not only puts one into contact with that which it represents, but keeps one in contact with it in the midst of all the vicissitudes, all the ups and downs, all the heartbreaks and tragedies even of daily life. And eventually this repetition becomes, I was going to say automatic, but it's not really automatic so much as spontaneous. It sort of springs up, it wells up all the time, even independently of one's personal volition, so that a thin thread, a slender thread of contact with reality is kept up in the midst of all the avocations and duties, responsibilities and trials, and pleasures too, of one's daily living.